这个放手一个
迷茫迷茫
I sing your praise.
I sing your praise.
One more time, from your heart. Mi ma mi ma.
Mi ma mi ma. Mi ma mi ma. Heaven at the door, you mi ma mi ma.
Let's join the angels this morning.
Forever, I'll sing your praise forever.
No matter what happens to me,
I'll sing your praise forever.
I'll sing your praise forever.
I'll sing your praise forever.
Let me hear you.
Sing
me, mommy, mom. Before you take your seat this morning, I want to lift your hands and thank the Lord for Tuesday's service. It will be thunderous. Come on, lift your voice. God confirms what you say. He walks with them. He walks with them. That Tuesday's service will be anointed. That you put your word in the mouth of the preacher tonight. Life should not remain the same. Nobody on my road would remain the same. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Please take your seat. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. I want to thank every one of you for coming here every morning. It's very rare because the prayer points is not about you. Maybe one or two. The rest is about souls, about the growth of the church, about church planting. You must have loved the Lord. And I know that God will reward you.
Amen.
You can't outgive God. So keep coming. And do not let us be weary in well-doing. For we reap if we faint not. Lion among the beasts of the field, do not turn back at any. Don't you know that the God, the creator of the world, does not faint? He doesn't faint. So whenever you get the fainting propensity, is not from God. I pray for you in the name of Jesus, you will not faint. In the name of Jesus, you will not faint. In Jesus' precious name. In Isaiah 55 from verse 8. Isaiah 55 from verse 8. It says, my thoughts. Please, let's read the KJV. Because of time. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. The way you think I will carry out what I will carry out is not the way I want to carry it out. Your ways are not my ways. In other words, I have a way. There's a way I go about finances. There's a way I go about marriage. There's the way I expect you to raise your children. I have a way. The Bible says the children of Israel knew the acts of God, but Moses knew the ways of God. So the normal, unrenewed minded Christian or person on the face of the earth, the way thinks, what he has peace about doing is not the way of God. Some things don't make sense to them. If you read the Amplified of 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14, First Corinthians, we're still going to come back to verse 8. The Bible says the natural, the non-spiritual man does not accept. Okay? What are the things you don't accept? The things that don't make sense to you. You don't welcome. You don't admit into his heart the gifts, the teachings. Please, in case you're wondering, okay, the gifts, the revelation of the Spirit of God. So there are things the Spirit of God is saying to the church you will never accept from your natural mind. For they are, look at him, they are foolishness to him. They are meaningless to him. They are nonsense to him. So what does that tell our intelligent mind? What God, the ways of God are nonsense to a mere human being that has not renewed his mind. For he is incapable, okay, of knowing them or progressively recognize. So there's some things you believe in and you have eaten from, but you don't move in progression. Okay? He's incapable of understanding or becoming better acquainted with them because they are spiritually discerned, estimated, and appreciated. Any relationship with God, anything that we advance you, there must be faith in it. So I was reading Isaiah 55 verse 8 to you. Now I want to move to verse 9. The Bible says in verse 9, for as heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. So I want you to know that God's ways is diametrically opposed. Earth is down. Heaven is high. You know, I asked someone many years ago, the man is fine. Have you asked the Lord? He said, no, God will tell me not to marry him. We think God's ways are lower than ours, but they are higher. Dream your best dream. When God comes, it's going to be higher. The way we'll carry it out may not be the way you thought, but at the end of the day, it will be higher. Okay? And my thoughts, they are higher than your thoughts. In verse 10, he explains exactly what he's saying. For as rain comes down and the snow from heaven, okay, and does not return there, but water the earth and makes it to bring forth and bud. So there's something that makes the earth, the plants, to bring forth and flourish, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Please don't pay attention to that. But there's something that makes the earth bud. Let me say this to you. There's something that makes the life of a Christian bud. If it doesn't rain, what do we call it? Famine. Everybody's praying. It must rain. Oh, disease will increase. The atmosphere will be dry. Several things will happen, to mention a few. But snow comes down. Rain comes down. The reason why it came down to the face of the earth is because it wants to make plants grow. The intent of the word to speak is to make your life flourish, to make it bud. Say, I can be quiet. Come on, say, I can be quiet. I can't. This is not what people do because they are spiritual, because they've been ordained. This is the way Christian ought to live. Oh, I'm walking by faith. Faith has a characteristic, has a spirit. It sees what it believes. So in verse 11, I'm reading to 13. So shall my word that goes forth from my mouth. I've given a living example that you understand. Remember parable A. A natural thing explains a spiritual reality. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. And Ephesians 5 and verse 1 says, we can be imitators of God. As he is, so are you in this world. Not when you go to heaven. Okay? Isaiah 55 verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. Say after me, my words shall not return to me void. Shut your eyes, say it shall not return to me void. But it shall accomplish what I please. Don't forget that. What I please. So there was something I was thinking before I uttered those words. I'm not just speaking empty words. It shall prosper in the thing. Look at the word. I sent it. I'm not just speaking word. I'm sending my offering on errand. I'm sending my words on errand. I'm sending my prayers on errand. I'm sending my service on errands. Can somebody shout hallelujah? So shall my mouth be, my word be, that proceed out of my mouth. Read the rest of Thomas. I don't have time. In John 6:63. It is the spirit who gives life. So when they say something is dead, you can say dead and end it there. Because sleep is temporal, death is permanent. To somebody who doesn't know Jesus Christ, the flesh profits nothing, including exercise. Those of you that do your lashes, I'm not against that. Those of you that wear designers, I'm not against that. But what I'm trying to explain to you is the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Shut your eyes. Say the words are life. So when I introduce the words of God into my life, I'm introducing life into my life. If I have a medical report and the doctor says you're going to die in 12 months and I'm introducing God's word, I don't keep quiet every minute. In the name of Jesus, my leg is healed. In the name of Jesus, what are you doing? You're introducing life. The doctors that told you you're going to die, they meant it. They know what they're saying. I went to dedicate a house not too long from here, some weeks ago. And when I was done, they told me somebody in the family needed to tell me something. Raised the leg, and that I remember was rotten. It comes like that. It moves from left to right. The natural thing, I know a doctor that can put you in what is called hyperbaric. I'm not advertising for hyperbaric. Oxygen chamber. The wound that is not healed naturally will be healed. I will look for the address and give you the address. But let us pray. When I was about to pray, the Lord scolded me. What is wrong with you? I've told you. Release your faith. Speak words. Then I remembered my first testimony. A girl told me, I rode a bike. That's why I'm wearing trousers. Because as a walker, you are not allowed to wear trousers. She rode a bike and her leg entered the silencer. So because of her skin, it rotted in. And I prayed at what is called Avila Hall. This girl came back for Wednesday service. She came back on Wednesday, the leg was dried. So that was what I remembered on that Sunday. That's maybe 22 years ago. So the parents came to see me sometime this week. And I said, how is that leg? Oh, Pastor, we forgot to tell you. Dried. Now, you thought, he has special power. No. He got home and prayed extra. That prayer I prayed. No. The words I speak. The word spirit is pneuma. They can give life. I pray that as you speak in this place, in the name of Jesus, everything that is not consistent with your relationship with Jesus Christ dies in the name of Jesus. As soon as they hear from me, what they must hear, they come out from their hiding place. Do you know how long they've been there? But as soon as they hear, somebody was bold enough to say God's word. As you speak, in the name of Jesus, God will honor your words. Your words will carry weight in the spirit. Sit down. I see your word carries weight in the spirit. In 1 Peter 2:23, being born again of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed of the word of God that lives and abides forever. So we were born by words. Number two, the word of God is living. So first thing is that the word can give birth. Even if that thing does not exist, God can create it. That's what I'm saying. Number two, in Hebrews 4:12, the Bible says the word of God is quick. Quick is an old word that means quickly or quickening. It means living. I'm powerful. Don't forget that. The word, what you're abandoning is powerful. Sharper. What you're dealing with is sharp. Don't let it. We're not living in denial. That medical report is sharp. That financial situation is sharp. That situation you've dealt with all your life is sharp. But there's something sharper. Sharper than two-edged sword. And that thing can pierce even into the marrow. That's the deepest part of a man. In case it's in your thought, it can separate the thought and discern the thought. That thing you're abandoning. So when you go through things, God is surprised. Angels are surprised. Because the word has been given to you. Number three, the word of God, it works for those who believe. In 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing. Because when you receive the word which you heard from us, you receive the word of God. You welcomed it, not as a word of men, but as the truth. The word of God which also effectively works in you who believe. I joke with people, I believe but I don't believe. But when I tell you I believe and I believe, it means with the whole of my heart, I believe what you're saying. Why the word works for me and for many of you that believe is because you believe. We believe. In James chapter 2 verse 19, it says, you believe, you don't wear. Demons also believe there is their own God, but they don't profess that God. So when you profess what you believe, you must get results. Amen. Number four. I don't know if you're making notes. When I speak the word, light. See, light has been hearing of darkness. Like I love to say, the cousins told light about darkness. Ah, darkness is dark. They say, hey, where is it? They say it's there. When light went there, it didn't see darkness. It doesn't take 3 seconds for darkness to go. The Bible says the entrance of your word. The entrance, not the sitting down. The entrance. Psalm 109 verse 130. Of your word gives light and understanding to the simple. When they call you a simpleton, it's an insult. So I don't know if you don't know anything, you're just there, you just give your life to Christ, you need to introduce light. Maybe you just give your life to Christ on Sunday, you need to introduce light. Number five, the Spirit gives life. In 2 Corinthians 3:6, the last verse, the last part of it, but let me quickly read everything to you. 2 Corinthians 3:6, the Bible says, also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, and the Spirit gives life. Remember, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So words are not ordinary. Jacob spoke to all 12 of his children. In fact, when it came to Jacob, he spoke to 2 of his children. At least he spoke to 12. And he died. He didn't wait to, oh, I said this concerning this. I'm going to, no. Words don't die. Why? They are spirits and they are life. In Psalm 32 verse 3. He said, when I kept silent, my bones grew old. Within me, my bones grew old. Through my groanings all day long when I kept silent. You will not keep silent. Amen. I say you will not keep silent. In case you are sick in this place, you're down in this place, I put it up to you. Give it 3 days. That's the way to live. But give it 3 days. You will share your testimony. Every minute, thank you, Father. Thank you, I'm healed. You speak to that part. See, they came forth. Man came forth by the words. And any part that is damaged, you can speak to that part. He said, when I kept silent, you will not keep silent. I say, you will not keep silent. In Romans 1:12, I want you to notice something. I'm going to show you two scriptures for this. That is, I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. See, it's not unique to you. It's not unique to me. It's mutual. It's just that you're abandoning yours. Whether you live in the Old Testament, I told you there are 24 pillars. By the way, you may argue with this, it's okay. But there are not 24 elders in heaven. The 24 you see is written or was written in the book of Revelations. It's proverbial. 12 representing the patriarchs of the Old Testament. 12 representing the 12 apostles of the Lamb, making 24. Whether you lived in the Old Testament or you lived in the New Testament, John 8:58, Abraham rejoiced, so see my day. It's the same thing. It's mutual. So he says, your brethren around the world, they go through the same thing. So don't think it's unique to you. Don't think what I'm teaching you is a causal thing. If you are born again, faith is mutual. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a born servant, an apostle of Jesus Christ, that's the way the apostle of the Lamb introduced himself. To those that have obtained, look at the word, like precious faith with us. By the righteousness of God and the Savior, Jesus Christ. So there's something called like precious faith. Whether you're in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, you are the same. In the beginning, God spoke and spoke and spoke. One of the interesting parts to read is Genesis 1. He spoke and spoke. He got to verse 26. He said, let's make another being to speak like us. Let's make man. He said to the other gods, Elohim means plural. It's the plural of Eloha. Let us make man in our image. And after our superscription, let them be able to speak. That's why, apart from human beings, nobody speaks. Para doesn't know what he's speaking about. I watched American Got Talent. A dog was speaking. He doesn't know what he's saying. When you were a child and you were para talking and repeating what people said in the plane and in the car, did you know what you were saying? Did they carry power? No. So you can talk and things will leap into. God spoke and creation leaped into being. As you speak in the name of Jesus, everything about you will change. In 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a so special people, that you may proclaim the praise of him who called you. He didn't take you. He called you. You can speak yourself out of poverty. He called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He didn't take you. He called. Biadu, come out. You just talk. You come to. Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's what is called Christianity. What is another word for Christianity? Confession, homologio. Saying the same thing. What I'm going to say is what the blood says. You may think, this is too simple. Let me pass on, say another thing. I am telling you the core of Christianity. The difference between you and another Christian is what I'm telling you. Why do you know it and you don't do it? You hear it, you do it for 3 days. I'll be saying it till Jesus comes. Why? It has worked for me. He called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You can call yourself out of poverty into prosperity. People that have been ordained, some don't believe. In 2 Corinthians 4, 6, announce to people, say, I'm going to call to this morning. Say, I'm going to call this morning. In 2 Corinthians 4, 6, God, who has commanded, he didn't suggest. He didn't speak with doubt. That's why the Bible says, if you see to this mountain, move from here to there, and you don't doubt your heart. He commanded light to shine. Oh, I thought God brought light to darkness. No. He looked at the dark circumstance and told darkness to produce light. You can tell. You see, please, I've told you. Don't be excited about something you heard for the first time. Be excited about a normal thing that you've not done. That's where your breakthrough is. The original Taylor says small things are small things. But faithfulness in small things is a big thing indeed. Please, I'm not talking about a revelation that you're just clapping. What did pastor say? Oh, gaju. What did he say? Oh, leku. That's all what I'm saying. Simple things that you've not done. That's where your break is. The highest giver in Kozo that I know of 3 years ago did not have money. God can change your level. That there's something you can't say you have right now, and in 2 years' time, you have it in abundance. That's what I'm saying. You've been in Kozo for a while. Have you ever distributed a letter to you to say, please invite your honorable member, invite a senator? No. All of them live here. We desire that they come. But the grace, when the members of your family says, by now he must be stinking, the grace to take you out of the grave is here. And I'm teaching you one of them right now. God, who has commanded light to shine out of darkness. What did he do? He has shone in our heart to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that your life will exemplify the scripture. No more darkness in your life. No more night in your life. In the name of Jesus. In Isaiah 54 verse 17. Isaiah 54. Let me close here. Isaiah 54 verse 17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. If they put full stop here, it would have been good. But it goes out to explain every, not some, not men, every tongue which rises against you in judgment. You, not God, not demons, not angels. You shall condemn. It tells you how weapons are formed. What you're dealing with in 2022 started in 2018. When you are sleeping, something pressed you. Something put a mark on your body. You woke up. Nothing happened to me. You went your way. No. No weapon formed. Remember, forming takes a process. Remember, forming, they come to you and know everything about you. Then they form something commercially that can deal with you. That is why don't fight your battles alone. That is why join with people. One will chase 1,000. Two will put 10,000 to flight. So you become indestructible. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. And the Bible says this inheritance, this heritage, all Christians have this right to do this. And let me tell you something. This scripture is not for them that lived in the days of Isaiah. Because righteousness was obtained by what you did. But these ones, their righteousness is from me. So they are talking about you. They're talking about me. That no weapon formed. While they prospering, you didn't condemn them. While they prospering, you didn't condemn them. Some of you, when you are even in a church where they are praying against, you say, ah! No, not me. I'll just keep quiet. I don't want the devil's trouble. Whether you want his trouble or not, he will come for you. Whether you retreat or advance, he will come for you. He says your adversary. You have an adversary. The devil. That person at work is not your adversary. If you kill him, the devil will jump into someone else. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Rest your feet in this morning and begin to condemn things. First of all, condemn sicknesses in your body. I can't hear you. You are still good. You are still ordinary. You still think I'm joking. You still think, oh, what a good message. I'm telling you the core of Christianity. How were you born again? You confessed. How will you enter prosperity? You will confess. How will you enter hell? You will confess. Come on, condemn sicknesses in your body. Anyone that has manifested, the ones that are yet to manifest, say no to them. My case must not go the way that case went. So what? If something happened yesterday, it must disappear today. Condemn poverty in your life. Come on, somebody. Then you're walking by faith. I believe, therefore I spoke. I spoke. Speak over your children, even unborn ones. Speak about them. Speak about your career. Speak about your ministry. Invoke the mercy of God. Touch your body parts. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. Don't miss words. That's the way to live. That's faith. Are you tired? No. You just woke up. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. That's the way to live. You have a crusade? Speak. You have a healing service? Speak. You want to go for evangelism? Speak. Oh, they told you you're going to die. I'm not saying it's a palatable thing. It's not easy. Because God's will for you is health, not healing. I have health problems. Speak. Watch the blameless man. Observe that the end of that man is peace. Nothing will be lacking in your life. I pray for you. Faith shall work for you. The word you speak will not return to you void. I say it won't return to you void. Oh, you will get married next year. Speak. Speak. No, I'm a realist. That's why you're where you're. That's why you're where you're. Speak. Your life will not be ordinary again. Your results will be beyond you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has become your strength. The verdict of man is not the finality of your life. I see you turning things around. I see people that came out of the same womb coming to you to say, how do you do it? So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. You want to drive today? Speaking. You want to walk out of church? Speaking. Not gossiping again. Speaking. And your life will remain the same.
Amen.